Migrant roundup in California, a preview of coming Trump deportation ops, says CBP source. By Randy Clark on January 13, 2025. In 3 short days, Kern County, California, residents were provided a glimpse of what new interior immigration operations may look like in the coming weeks and months. According to a CBP employee, not authorized to speak to the media, the Border Patrol's El Centro sector initiated a targeted interior enforcement operation around the farming community of Bakersfield, California, that resulted in nearly 80 migrant arrests. The arrests included several sex offenders, some with existing criminal warrants and others involved in drug trafficking. The source told Breitbart Texas the action, Operation Return to Sender, was based on intelligence that focused on apprehending specific individuals in the United States illegally and suspected of being involved in criminal activity. The operation achieved its goals of negatively impacting transnational criminal organizations and sending the message that Border Patrol agents from the border region can move inland and operate away from their home stations in support of enforcing current immigration laws, the source emphasized. Looks like this undocumented criminal's plan backfired. During Operation Return to Sender, agents from the hashtag Premier Sector wrangled up a felon in hashtag Kern County who had a weapons charge warrant out of Tulare County. Locked and loaded, justice is served. Hashtag BakersfieldPic.twitter.com/VBZIP8L3. USBP Chief Patrol Agent Gregory K. Bovina, at USBP Chief Ilk, January 10, 2025. In a social media post by Border Patrol Chief Greg Bovina of the Border Patrol's El Centro sector, one migrant with an existing warrant for weapons charges was pictured being arrested by the chief himself. The caption in the post read, "Looks like this undocumented criminal's plan backfired." During Operation Return to Sender, agents from the Premier sector wrangled up a felon in Kern County who had a weapons charge warrant out of Tulare County. Locked and loaded, justice is served. Here in the hashtag Premier Sector we go the extra mile, or 500 of them, to protect our nation and communities from bad people and bad things. Two child rapists were caught the first day with more to come. Hashtag Kern County hashtag long arm of the law hashtag USBP hashtag Border Patrol hashtag New Year New Arrest hashtag BakersfieldPic.twitter.com/N7CJ4DIPS. USBP Chief Patrol Agent Gregory K. Bovina, at USBP Chief Ilk, January 8, 2025. In another post on Wednesday, Bovina highlighted the arrest of two migrants associated with sex offenses. In that post, the caption below an arrest photo read, "Here in the Premier Sector, we go the extra mile or 500 of them to protect our nation and the communities from bad people and bad things. Two child rapists were caught the first day with more to come." The reactions to seeing Border Patrol agents in Kern County were varied. Several hundred residents protested the immigration enforcement operation on Sunday. In a report by the Fresno Bee, residents in Fresno were shown waving Mexican flags in protest of the operation. One demonstrator told the Bee, "I know a lot of people see a lot of the Mexican flags and say, well, they don't respect this country. No, it's not that. This is a culture. This is people. They built this country. Who's going to pick the crops? Who's going to mow the lawns? Who's going to be the nannies to these people's kids? Every one of these people matter. Thank you hashtag Bakersfield." Border Patrol agents at the hashtag Premier Sector El Centro sector received massive citizen support during Operation Return to Sender. Back 29 polls highlight this support as agents arrested bad actors across hashtag Kern County. Follow us and learn how we secure our borders. Pic.twitter.com/lee@1bggln. USBP Chief Patrol Agent Gregory K. Bovina, at USBP Chief Ilk, January 13, 2025. The report included an assertion that some migrants who the Border Patrol arrested were not on the original target list. The source from CBP told Breitbart that is likely to occur during future interior enforcement operations. The mass deportation operations that will occur after January 20 might target specific individuals, criminal gangs, or others who have outstanding removal orders. But if you are nearby and in an illegal status, you can expect to be arrested as well, the source emphasized. A poll by Fox 58 Capkin Bakersfield showed that 65% of nearly 1,000 respondents were not nervous about the recent Border Patrol arrests in Kern County. In a similar survey conducted by Fox 58, 93% of those polled support deporting migrants with a criminal record. On Friday, Customs and Border Protection provided a statement that read, Border Patrol agents with the El Centro Sector Border Patrol conducted an operation in and around the Bakersfield area in Kern County. Our operation focused on interdicting those who have broken U.S. federal law, trafficking of dangerous substances, non-citizen criminals, and disrupting the transportation routes used by transnational criminal organizations. The U.S. Border Patrol is no stranger to operations in places like Bakersfield, Stockton, Modesto, Fresno, and Sacramento. As the now-closed Livermore Border Patrol sector regularly conducted enforcement operations over this area up to the mid-2000s. The El Centro sector takes all border threats seriously, said Chief Patrol Agent Gregory Bovina. Our area of responsibility stretches from the U.S.-Mexico border, north, as mission and threat dictate, to the Oregon line. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on X, formerly Twitter, at Randy Clark.